WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sir John Barbarolli was the beloved British conductor of the Halle Orchestra. He made numerous recordings before his death in 1970. Some of his earliest have just been reissued on a new CD called The Young Barbarolli. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
One of the things Sir John Barbarolli is best known for in this country is that he took over the New York Philharmonic in 1936 when Arturo Toscanini resigned. Toscanini and Barbarolli had several things in common. They both played the cello, and they both had fathers who were born in Italy, who were in fact friends. But otherwise, there couldn't be two more opposite musical personalities. If Toscanini was all energy and slashing brilliance, Barbarolli was softer-edged and milder-mannered. In the age of stereo, Barbarolli conducted one of the greatest Mahler recordings ever made, the Tragic Symphony No. 6. On this new disc, it's nice to hear what he sounded like in the 1920s and 30s on some of his earliest recordings with his own chamber orchestra. There are excellent versions of Haydn's Last Symphony, Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, a little Henry Purcell hornpipe, and a particularly evocative performance of Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite. Barbarolli conducts with a traditional grace and elegance. He builds the music with considerable power and lets it flow. The rather old-fashioned style of the Purcell, Haydn, and Mozart, though, in 60-year-old sound, may be a turnoff to anyone who is not already deeply interested in Barbarolli's career. But there's at least one selection on this new disc that is indispensable. It's a set of five brief but breathtaking excerpts from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Listen to the lilting waltz. It's so buoyant, you want to get up and start waltzing, too. Famous pas de deux from the second act of Swan Lake is even more impressive. Barbarolli is conducting not his own orchestra here, but Sir Thomas Beecham's great London Philharmonic. Beecham's oboist was Leon Goossens. The freedom of Goossens' phrasing in the oboe lament is one of the most amazing passages ever recorded. Goossens is less like an instrumentalist here than a great singer. You can hear the yearning for love, the longing for freedom in every note. I've never heard anyone else come even close.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed The Young Barbarolli.